This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Kia ora te whanau, talo fa lava, ahlan o masahlan, ni hao, kam lo, yuvla everyone, wanakam, hei li khoshamadi, konnichiwa, annyeong haseyo, pula vinaka, malo lele.
The Dunedin Multicultural Council is a non-profit organisation that works to support the multi-ethnic communities in Otipoti.
Since many of our members are migrants, we focus on providing opportunities to get to know people and develop new skills.
Set up networks and links with the wider community of Dunedin.
Kia ora koutou e te whānau. You're listening to Dunedin Multicultural Council on Air. You're with Peter Kesha. And also it's Māori Language Week. So remember your kupu and try singing a waiata or spreading some reo around Dunedin, Otipoti. I've got a special guest in the studio with me, Ruth Groffman, who's one of our new executive committee members on the Dunedin Multicultural Council, and we've been doing this series on members on our council. So welcome, Ruth.
You're welcome.
Would you like to tell our listeners a bit about yourself? You told me you wrote a profile this morning, so maybe you can share it with us.
Okay, so basically, I basically wrote what I was president of different associations. One of the things I guess I wrote about was it's been about 24 years I've been president of the Dunedin Scrabble Club. Yes, and I basically said that I run three tournaments a year, two in Dunedin, one in Queenstown. Queenstown one is coming up next month, and that's now fully booked. So also I mentioned that I was previous president's or chairs of the Dunedin Interfaith Council and the Dunedin Abrahamic Group. Okay. The first one was the Abrahamic Group because that one was formed after, just right after 9/11 happened.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, and really I was in that group for a couple of years, and there was, although I had been to one of their conferences in Hamilton, there was a lot of pressure on our group in Dunedin to have a conference in Dunedin, and we honestly really didn't feel we were big enough. So at that point, we decided to form the Interfaith Council. So I was instrumental in forming that, and then they decided to have the conference at the Church of the Latter-day Saints. Okay.
Yep.
And people came from everywhere for that. So that was sort of very successful. And then the Interfaith Council just went on from there. So they basically meet every Sunday and once a month. And not every Sunday, but once a month on Sundays. And then the Abrahamic group meets once a month on Wednesdays. So those two groups really do a lot to bring people, because the Interfaith Council is open to all religions. The Abrahamic group is only open to three: Judaism, Muslim, and Christianity. Whereas the other one is open to everyone. And it's really acts on trying to put people together. And then you've got the multicultural group. The multicultural group, I have the idea that what it does, it brings nations together. People from all different lands who happen to live in Dunedin, being able to... What I've realized is they obviously have their own little groups as well, but then they can send representatives to the Multicultural Council because that binds them together and puts them together. And so people from the multicultural group can go along to all those other little groups when they have events on. And sometimes it's very rewarding to do that, because you find out lots of stuff about them. And I just think it's really funny. But anyway, I remember going down to a group at Karatani at the Marae down there. Must have been a year ago.
Yeah, I think I remember the Puketuraki Marae. Yes. And wasn't it to do with a bell?
Yes, exactly.
The Tamil and community.
They brought this bell from... to Papa from Wellington.
That's right.
Just for the occasion. And I thought, but what I thought was fascinating about the event was the dancing and the singing of the children. I just was so wrapped in that. And naturally, obviously, the parents were very, very proud of them. But I learnt a lot. Just that event, the people in it, and the whole thing, that was really great. What else would you like to know?
Well, I also know that you're with the United Nations as well.
Yes, I know. Well, that's another, it's like an all-encompassing thing which actually takes in the multicultural group and the other groups I mentioned, the interfaith groups. So United Nations is trying to bring nations together. I think it's the hardest thing in the world to do that. It's very hard for them to get consent of different nations when they have meetings in New York or in Geneva. And naturally, we do have representatives from New Zealand that go there, and sometimes they're quite successful in their proposals, which is good. And I think the main thing with the United Nations is to inform people about the different aspects of the United Nations, so people can be aware of what they've done. It's not just helping people in war and to try and stop things happening that way. It's really a matter of getting to the base roots of life for people so that they can survive better. That's really which is really one of the reasons why we're doing the housing one, to get to some basics.
So you're talking about this housing thing you're talking about?
Yeah.
Can you tell us a bit about that? I know Cindy Elder, what we were talking about, she had a thing down in George Street last year.
That's right.
And talking about affordable housing.
Yeah. Well, that was when she had all the people who were involved with putting the buildings together. She had those people there.
Yeah.
This event that we're actually having, we're really going to grassroots. We're having people come in to tell their stories of how they got ahead, how they survived. And I think that's very important to people to get to know. I mean, Cindy is a person who literally pulled herself up from the bootstraps.
Yeah.
And was able to make something of herself. When I met her, when she was starting out with this affordable housing, which she's been working on now for at least 5 years to get it together, you know, unfortunately she had a deal with someone in Caratani, and unfortunately that fell through with his death because the rest of the family did not want to keep it on.
Right.
And so she lost that whole thing. So now since then she's been negotiating, and she's found some land in Green Island. And she's hoping to build on that in Green Island.
While we're talking about that, when is this event?
It's on the 19th of November.
19th of November. Oh, okay.
Whichever is the closest Saturday. It's on a Saturday afternoon at St. James Church in South Dunedin.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And I think it's going to be a really good event because, people can come. It's just a matter of, I think it's just a matter of a gold coin donation, and there will be food there. And I think, and she's going to arrange things in different workshops to how to make things a bit more attainable, different aspects of it.
You know, I'm quite amazed with you, Ruth, because I remember having a conversation at one of our first Dunedin Multicultural Council meetings, and at the AGM, and you started telling us all the different programs and things you were involved with, and thinking about how you could fit in time to do the Dunedin Multicultural Council.
So we're
quite privileged to have you on board. But what made you decide to come on the Dunedin Multicultural Council?
No, it's just that I was there at the... I was there at the AGM, and then people turned around and said, no, we want you, Ruth, please come on. So I consented.
Well, I think they wanted you on because they knew you were proactive in the community.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. I suppose I am to a degree. I don't realize it myself, but I suppose I am. I can't. When I started counting up all the different organizations that I'm actually president or on the committee of, honestly, I think I counted to 7 or 8.
Far out.
You know, it's just, you know, I've only just recently agreed to come on as a trustee of Time Bank.
Time Bank?
Yeah. Do you know what Time Bank is about?
No.
It's basically an organization where different people come in, provide a service for someone, and it's counted in time, the number of hours you spend with it.
Right.
There's no money exchange.
Yeah.
And so that's how it can be quite successful. And you don't have to give back to the person who gave something to you. It can be someone completely different. They just count up your hours.
And also, I interviewed you. We were talking about this before, 4 or 5 years ago. And you disclosed to me that you're a Scientologist as well.
Yes, I'm quite active. What I'm mostly active with that at the moment, we have a committee meeting every week, actually, where there are people from different parts of New Zealand who join into the Zoom.
Yeah.
And basically everyone does their own things. They're either giving out pamphlets, or they're consulting with people, but the guy who actually is in Auckland has done the biggest thing ever. What he did, he was instrumental in closing down a psychiatric hospital in Auckland. can't think of the name right at the moment. And he ended up having all the people who were victims of this to come forward. He wrote up all their histories. He ended up having a 5-volume book that contained all the atrocities that happened in that particular hospital. Yeah. And in the end, I think it was in November last year, they got a public apology from the Prime Minister in Wellington. Wow. And people came from all over and put streamers everywhere with the names of the victims. Yeah. And it was a beautiful, beautiful event. Yeah. This particular guy, eventually, I think earlier this year, he actually won a community award for what he did in that instance. And it was all to do with the Citizens Commission of Human Rights, which is a branch of Scientology. It's one of their outreach programs.
So, I mean, I don't really know a lot about Scientology, but what was the concept or the belief system around?
Yeah, it's basically what you're doing with someone is improving them to the degree that they know what to do with themselves in life.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's really the basic of it. And because of different outreach programs, they found that when people came to do this, they found it very hard to recall what has happened to them. And they realized that the reason is because, number one, drugs. So they had to work out how to handle the drug program. So they devised a program called the Purification Rundown. And this was a rundown to actually get the drugs out of the body. It can run for as long as you like. It can be medicinal drugs. It can be hard drugs. But it gets it out of the body and prepares a person for being able to look at what they've done in the past, because otherwise it's just all very clouded. Yeah. I love that program myself, and because I loved it so much, when it was released, I happened to be in the United States when it was released, and all I wanted was that program. So I came back to Australia and then went back to America to study for it and intern in it. And so I ran that program for 17 years.
Wow.
In Australia. I just absolutely loved it. Yeah. It involved giving them a lot of vitamins to start with, then going on a 30-minute run to get it going into the body, and then being in the sauna so that all these toxins actually come out of
released.
The skin.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And they're always in there with a buddy.
Yeah.
So it's always two people. They look out for each other. They write reports at the end, and then it goes to the case supervisor, which is me, and I determine what they do the next day.
Wow.
Very rewarding program. And, so that's one of the – I mean, I have had – I've always had two aims in my life. One has been education.
Yes.
And the other has been – in the drug area, trying to get rid of drugs out of the body.
Right.
So on the education side, I do a lot with what we call applied scholastics. And in that particular program, I teach people how to improve themselves. Yeah. I teach people how to learn better. Yeah. I teach them ups and downs in life course, on how to third-party course, third party on how, in an organization, something always goes wrong. There's always a third party somewhere who is not doing the right thing, and you've just got to weed them out.
Yep.
And then the organization will run well. So, yeah, there's a lot of different things that Scientology can do. But the other thing, that what came before Scientology was a subject called Dianetics. And Dianetics means through the mind. Okay. So a lot of people start off with Dianetic. We call it auditing, but it could be called counseling. And so what happens is two people sit together. One is the auditor. The other is the patient, if you want to call it for want of that. And they ask a question. And the person then goes back in time and relates what has happened, some trauma or something that has happened to them.
Yeah.
And with and that clears it.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, it just, it's like... it's a study of a thing called, we call is an engram, which is a basic pain of moment of pain and unconsciousness in that person. Like, for example, let's say they hit their head, they fell off a bike and they hit their head. Well, that's a trauma. Yeah. So that's basically what Dianetics is about. And people actually go out and do this on with people. And it just changes their lives.
Well, it sounds really interesting. Hey, Ruth, we see where our time is up.
Yep.
For thank you very much for spending time with me and talking on the Dunedin Multicultural Council on air. For those who have just tuned in, Ruth is one of our new members, executive members on the Dunedin Multicultural Council, and we're very lucky to have her on board. As you would have heard, she's a wealth of knowledge. And if you'd like to find out more, you can contact us through the Otago Access Radio 105.4 FM or dmc.org.nz. Have a great day. Take care.
We are all children of one planet. Come and celebrate the power of unity and diversity with us.
Indian, Dutch, brothers from the US. Colors of the globe, much love.
each step forward. Hear the sound of a new thing for the old way. To see the light to find our place. We lift each other high. Together we fly.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.